People who have terminal illnesses often prefer to spend their last days at home rather than the hospital. WV professors published research this month showing that there's a way to make it easier for those people to do so. Sometimes it all comes down to paperwork.
Knock, knock.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Janet Black looks up from her bed. She is terminally ill with end-stage lung disease and is due to be discharged into hospice any day. That sound in the background is her oxygen.
I can't stay here in the hospital, you know, forever. So we had to look at some alternatives to get me out of the hospital and to get me where I could get the help that I needed.
Black is 73 and has known she was sick in September. Doctors give her about 6 months to live, although she matter-of-factly stated she thinks she has less time left than that. Her daughter Tammy was in the hospital with her.
Coming home, that's her decision, what she wants, and that's what we're going to do.
Black stressed she wants to be comfortable when she passes from this world and that she doesn't want emergency medical personnel to try and save her.
I don't want no CPR or resuscitation, no. When it comes down to that point where there's nothing they can do, then just let nature and God take its course and do what's supposed to be done.
So under her physician, Dr. Alvin Moss's direction, she filled out a post form. The form makes Black's end-of-life wishes absolutely clear and will now act as Moss's orders about what to do if she takes a turn for the worse. Moss is co-author of a study published this month in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, which found 92% of West Virginians prefer to die outside of the hospital, yet only about 60% do.
You just want to be home, where you can get to... You get to care and love and that you need, and you can give care and love to them as well.
Black also has an advance directive in place. That lets medical personnel know who she trusts to manage her care. Moss's study also found that patients who only have an advance directive and no post form are about 57% likely to die at home. Those with both forms are 76 to 88% likely. The post form has been available in West Virginia since 2002, one of six states to pioneer the idea. Now 43 states either have a post form or are in the process of developing one. West Virginia is also one of the only states in the country with an electronic registry.
We receive on average 37 forms a day.
Oh, wow.
We receive, you know, over 1,000 forms a month, over 13,000 last year. We're up almost 200% from the first year 3 years ago when we started doing this. So it's really catching on.
Moss says that prior to the forms being accessible online, about 25% of all forms, both advanced directives and post forms, were lost, meaning that patients like Black often received end-of-life care, such as CPR or tube down their throat, that they didn't want.
We actually even know that 555 times a month, physicians go online and find the form on a patient they're looking for, so it's working.
Moss said that in the end, most Americans say they want to live as long and as well as possible and to die gently. And that the idea behind the form is to help people die with dignity. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.